Blog Talk Radio.
Calvary. Good evening and welcome to Miracle Internet Church. I'm Pastor Sabrina. Brother Bill is here. Brother Marshall is here. All of you are here. And the Lord is here. Amen. The Lord is in our midst. The Bible says that when two or three of us are gathered together in his name, there he is in the midst. And a special welcome to all of our first-time listeners. We are a Christian internet church. We are a Christian Bible-believing internet church. And we meet on the internet every Wednesday evening and Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America and whatever time it happens to be where you are. Amen? We also meet together on Sundays as Miracle Outreach Ministries on Sunday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the USA and whatever time that happens to be wherever you woke up. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're so happy that you are able to join us and welcome in the name of Jesus Christ. We invite everyone to join us in our chat room. We have a lovely, vibrant chat room that is holy and filled with holy people, and they can't wait to greet you. Our chat room is located on our webpage. Our webpage is miracleinternetchurch.com. That's www.miracleinternetchurch.com. That's where we're located. We also have a Global Prayer Warriors prayer room that is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all around the world. We do ask, however, that you address your prayer request not to us, but to the Lord himself, to our Heavenly Father himself, in the name of Jesus. And then state briefly your prayer request and give us a couple of scriptures that you're believing for that are pertaining to your prayer request, and enter it. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we just want to thank the Lord. And we ask that you use the King James Version of the Bible because we use it here exclusively. Amen. And keep it to like about five lines. It would be helpful. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we're available to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Across our banner on our website, you'll also notice that we have the King James Audio Bible for your listening pleasure. We have a link for giving at Miracle Internet Church. We have books and e-books. We have How to Becoming a Member of Miracle Internet Church. So we also have the archive sermons, which contains well over 10 years, probably 11 now, of broadcast sermons, the Word of God. And since we broadcast at least a minimum of twice a week, back then now we're three times a week per year, that's plenty of word for you. So you wake up in the middle of the night, that's a lot of sermons for you to digest, amen? And we highly recommend them all. Not to mention that all throughout the website, there are other sermons that you can partake of. So we invite you to join us. If you have a cell phone, you can also access us through your browser, miracleinternetchurch.com. And when the page comes up, you'll see three white dashes, a black background. Click that link at the white dashes. It opens up all the other links to you. Amen. And we pray that you enjoy not only the message from the Lord, but also that you enjoy the website. Some of you have never really investigated the website and what a treasure it really is. So we encourage you to do so. And we encourage you to click the link that says Blog Talk Archive Sermons and scroll through with the Holy Spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit to take you on a tour of what you need to know, and he'll be happy to do that. Notice it's a tour with God, the Holy Spirit. not your curiosity. Amen? There is a difference. So we welcome you in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when you come to the chat room, just sign in. When the link comes up, it says guest. Click guest and put your little name or your handle there. Please don't give us your personal information like your Social Security number or your date of birth and all of that. That's private and personal. And we allow you to keep that to yourself. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's too much information floating on the Internet these days anyway. And just sign in and say hi, and everyone will say hi to you. Amen? Amen. So praise the Lord. We just want to thank the Lord for his goodness, for answering our prayers. Do you know we have a lot of answered prayers? Whenever we pray, God answers, no matter what the situation is, no matter what time, day or night. God does miracles. Amen? God does miracles continually in this ministry. And you are living proof that he does. So we want to encourage you to put your praise reports in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. Yes, to put your praise report, not just your prayer requests, your praise report in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. There is no praise report that's too small or insignificant. Anything that God does is major. That's how we see it. Amen? And we hope that you see it that way too. So I know that there are some of you that are still at work and you're listening. Go right ahead with what you have to do. You know how to recast. It all will be well. Amen? Praise the Lord. Now, there's I won't call it that. We're just going to pray. And we're going to invite the Lord, and God's going to move. Amen? Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come before you in humility and in love and in reverence. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your love. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for the armor of God, for the word of God, for the wall of fire that surrounds us with your glory in the midst. We thank you for your warring, linking angels that are always there around us. We thank you for your praising angels that cover us, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we lift up to you everyone who is grieving, everyone who's lost a loved one, who's lost a pet, who's lost a friend, everyone who's experiencing sorrow, pain of grief. We ask for the Holy Spirit to come in as the comforter and to comfort and to uplift and to encourage, Lord. There are always a multitude of different feelings, Father, that come with that situation. There's new situations to deal with, family members you haven't seen in a while, friends that you've missed, and they show up too. But Lord, let your strength come into them. As they attempt to rest during the midnight hours, Lord, be there for them. Give them the strength, give them the peace, give them the joy that they need, Lord. And we ask that you carry them through this circumstance, that you carry them through this event, and that you bring them to peace. Peace with you, peace with your word, and peace with the resting of their loved one. In Jesus' name, we give you praise, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. We want to thank you, Father, for patience. You know, the Bible says that we're to cast our bread upon the waters and that we'll find it after many days. Sometimes we have to wait for an answer to a prayer request longer than we would like. But, Father, that waiting is growing time. It's trusting time. It's believing time. It's standing time. The Bible tells us that having done all, to stand. And so we stand, Father, trusting the word that you gave us, trusting the things that you've spoken to us in our prayer time, the things that you've revealed to us through the scriptures, Lord. The Bible says that a person that's slow to anger is better than the mighty, and that we're supposed to have the rulership over our spirit. We're not supposed to be so hasty that we're filled with fury and anger. No, we're to have a calm spirit in you. We're to walk in your peace. We're to walk in your peace. We ask you, Lord, to help us to walk in quietness and in confidence. We thank you for quietness and confidence. Quietness and confidence. We'll find strength there. You tell us to continue patiently doing well, knowing that it will bring the desired answer that we need. So we thank you for strength to stand. We thank you, Father, that when tribulation comes and we're called to be patient, that those very troubles produce patience in us. It causes us to really use our faith, to really extend our faith, to really believe you and really trust you. We thank you for that. We thank you for the experience that it brings. We thank you, Lord, for the hope that comes forth, because that hope never makes us ashamed, because you're faithful. You're always faithful. We're told that we have need of patience, that after we've done the will of God, we might receive the promise. We thank you for it, Father. We thank you and we give you praise. We trust you that you bring forth that that you desire, because you cause us to will and to do of your good pleasure. Whenever, Lord, we're not certain what to do, we just need to trust you with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding in every single way, to acknowledge you, and you will direct our path. We thank you, Father, for showing us your ways, because you're the God of our salvation, and we're waiting on you. We're waiting because we know that you will lead us in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. We give you praise, Lord. We give you glory, and we give you honor. We thank you, Lord, that sometimes waiting on you isn't necessarily what we feel like doing in our flesh. But, Lord, it's always the best thing. It's always the best thing. And we thank you for teaching us and helping us to grow and mature in the things of God. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man, all of his evil angel, evil spirits, demonic agents, all of his underlings, devices, plans, orders, tactics, timings, and maneuvers. We cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous in Jesus' name. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name, and we bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. We close and seal all portals, all channels, all open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all, in eternal chains under darkness and placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking, reporting, listening, watching, peep, whisperers, familiar devils, electronic devils, technology devils, digital devils, smart technology devils, 5G, and their source devils in the name of Jesus Christ, and we bind all of their attacks. We bind all Leviathan spirits, Kundalini spirits, water and marine spirits, sex devils, unclean spirits, passive devils, pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation devils, sorcery devils, seducing, womanizing, drone, whoredom spirits, all the voices of the stranger. We bind in Jesus' name. We bind every spirit of rebellion in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, for the victory that we have through Christ Jesus our Lord. We bind the Havana syndrome, the brain changes, the injuries, and all remote viewing. We bind all sonic and audio weapons, all targeted radio frequencies, all pulse weapons and their attacks, all microwave attacks, all debilitating sonic frequencies and their attacks, all microwave frequency weapons. We bind it all in the name of Jesus, and we raise the shield of faith. And we forbid those spirits to attempt to attack us in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the merchandising devils, the advertising devils that seek to take our dollars and cents from us, Father. You bless us with an income, whatever that may be. But we take authority, dominion, and power over the seducing spirits, Father, that come to take our monies from us, that come to seduce our monies and our finances from us, be it through a scam or be it through some more legitimate appearing method, Father, in Jesus' name. We ask, Father, that you alert us to these things, that you show us, that you quicken us in our spirits, Father, that we might be aware and we will not become victims of the devil's workings in Jesus' name. That when we go in the store, Lord, it'll be a legitimate sale. We won't be sucked in through a lost leader in the name of Jesus. We bind the manipulating devils of merchandising and advertising in the name of Jesus Christ. We give you praise, Father, and we thank you for your work in our lives. We bind all the voices of the stranger. That's right. All the voices of the stranger, even through television, radio, computer, however we listen, Father, we bind the voices of the stranger, however they come to us, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We mute them in the name of Jesus. We muzzle them in the name of Jesus, and we forbid them to attack us further in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that you watch over us, patiently loving us, Father, in Jesus' name. We overturn and empty all the cauldrons upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians in Jesus' name. We bind all mystic rituals and their intents and all hypnotic and trance devils and their attacks. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts. We bind Hindu, Chaldean, Egyptian, Santeria, Buddhist, black magic, European, Australian, Indian, Caribbean, Latin American, American, witchcraft, black and white magic in Jesus' name. Yes, even the Jewish Kabbalah we bind in Jesus' name. Thank you for the reminder. We give you praise, Lord. We give you glory, and we give you honor. We bind every order of magic and mystic art. We bind all Morgellons attacks, and every attack we return to the senders. We send all the goo back, the green goo, the gray goo, the black goo, all of it. We send it all back. We send the black oil back. In Kirishike Beru Holeria Fa. Yarra Kahada Rakatara Breshe Terabrike de Andrabru. Yarra Halaneria Fa. We send the black oil back in the name of Jesus Christ. We send it right back where it came from in the name of Jesus Christ. All the black oil must go back in the name of Jesus, right back from where it came from. The acts of witchcraft, we disconnect from all of the members in the name of Jesus Christ. We disconnect the tentacles and the connections of works of witchcraft from the people of God in Jesus' name, and we return it where it came from in the name of Jesus Christ. We forbid it to come back. All the connections through the electronic equipment, through the viewers, in Jesus' name, we send it back. Through the video game, we send all the mind control back where it came from in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind up all the rituals done with chicken bones in Jesus' name. We send it back where it came from in the name of Jesus Christ. Ruko tere brishe tere brike tere dio sura ha tere brike sandra brishe tere ruko tere dio sundere brisa ta brike si tere brusha tere brike si indere brusa ha le le dio su reke tere brala le dio ndara brike tere dio sundere brike arraka shur kuhor kusa tere brishe tere brike tere dio sundere brike asa ima mama shondere rukuto rabri sallara dio sundere brike tere dio sundere brike tere dio ndara brike tere dio suta roka tere brishe Rekati di brishete la bruja baba baba kushe. Erekise de rohole le di anda. Rakite. Yarro kodala. Father, during this season, there is an increased rukusa tereredia. Presence of the demonic and witchcraft and occult activities. We return. We bind those activities. We bind their works. We bind their intent. We bind the outworkings of those rituals and ceremonies in Jesus' name. And we return it where it came from in the name of Jesus Christ. It belongeth not to the righteous, but to the wicked in Jesus' name. We thank you and we give you praise. All the demonic animals that show up during this season, be they frogs or insects or amphibians, whatever they may be, we bind them. We put them into the cage in the name of Jesus Christ, and we send them right back where they came from. We project them back. We send them back where they came from in the name of Jesus Christ. All the snakes, all the animals that are sent to attack the righteous, we send them back. We bind them and we send them all back in the name of Jesus Christ. Every bat, every bird, every vulture, and all of their attacks, we send back. The owls hooting all night long, we send it back in the name of Jesus Christ. Roosters and chickens, we send you back in the name of Jesus Christ. We forbid spiders to attack the people of God. Black recluse spiders, in Jesus' name, we send your wickedness back on your own head in the name of Jesus. Even palmetto bugs, we send you back in the name of Jesus Christ. You have no right to attack the righteous or anyone else. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father, and we bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils, all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits. And we ask you, Father, to trap them into their shifted form. If they refuse to stop doing it, Lord, we ask at your discretion that you trap them into the shifted form in Jesus' name. We bind those devils in the name of Jesus Christ. No, you may not come near the righteous in Jesus' name. We take authority, dominion, and power over the witchcraft that's in each of our neighborhoods in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the works of the witches, the warlocks, the sorcerers, the shamans, whatever they may be, the masons in our neighborhoods in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind them from coming near or attacking the righteous in Jesus' name. And we send that stuff right back where it came from, Father, according to the covenant, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the wall of fire around us and around all that pertains to us and our property in Jesus' name. And we ask, Father, that anything that it, or any spirit attempting to come through that wall of fire meets the fire in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, and we give you praise. We thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Voices that have no business speaking to us, they meet the fire of God in Jesus' name. We give you praise, Lord. We thank you for the work of God. We thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that has been committed and the demons that come along with it in Jesus' name. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect and all satanic ritual abuse demons and satanic worship and witchcraft dedications. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the work, that's done at the grove. We bind the groves wherever they are on the planet, Father. We bind every grove in the name of Jesus. We chain it with eternal chains under darkness. We bind every grove. We bind every poltergeist devil in the name of Jesus. We bind every intruding devil in the name of Jesus Christ. There is no open door to you. We close it in your face right now in Jesus' name. We bind the owls at the groves and we chain them with eternal chains under darkness in Jesus' name. We call for the destruction of that witchcraft in Jesus' name. There are groves all over the world, Lord. You know where each one is located. And we thank you, Lord, for releasing your destruction just as you did on Sodom and Gomorrah in Jesus' name. We thank you and we give you praise, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every demon responsible for the dominion of sin in our cultures. We bind impulsivity, inattention, racing mind, and hyperactivity in the name of Jesus. We forbid you to continue. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits, spirits of infirmity, spirits of supplanting the gods of the people of the land, the gods of the groves, and every spirit that exalts science, logic, demonic knowledge, and human reasoning against the knowledge of God. We bind you and we send you into the cage. In Jesus' name, every spirit that makes man wise in his own eyes, we bind in Jesus' name. We bind Mammon and his agents, and we bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, defile, corrupt, undermine, and despise, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of generations of fools and the spirit of the fool and the anger of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order and New Age movement. The spirits and works of the oppressor, we bind false religions, numerology, horoscopes, martial arts, yoga, make-believe, fantasy, transcendental meditation, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos, and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, bio-PK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, all poltergeist spirits, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind you all in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind you all in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the king of pride and his entire kingdom. We chain you with eternal chains under darkness in Jesus' name. We strip you of all your armor in Jesus' name. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices and their intent. We bind their powers in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we ask for your judgment. We ask for the judgment of the righteous judge on all of these sacrifices in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptations to sin. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Basilek, Moloch, Baphomet and his 72, Python, Neptune, Atlas, Mammon, Apollyon, and Zeus in the name of Jesus. We break the power of every Masonic ritual and ceremony and its intent in the name of Jesus. And we send those works back wherever they came from in the name of Jesus Christ. They shall not affect us. We undo the works of every demonic weapon, fireball, poison, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, code, trigger, tumor, altar, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. Come out of her in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out right now. Every sharp bird, come out. Come out of her right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Take a deep breath and cough, and cough that out in Jesus' name. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. Father, we loose ourselves from all of those traditions, all of those customs that did not please you. Many of them we grew up with, and they were wrong then, and they're wrong now. We bind the gang stalkers and send their harassment, fear, witchcraft, and mind control back on their own heads. In Jesus' name, according to 2 Thessalonians 1:6, we bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Lord, we've come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Father, we plead for truth in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief, in whom we serve and obey. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask for a greater revelation of truth in our own personal lives. And we ask, Father, that you prepare us, that you prepare us for the truth that you're bringing to us, Lord. Sometimes we still walk in error because we have misunderstandings of the situation. We don't have enough facts. We have ignorance. We have delusions. We have deceptions. And we don't want that in our lives, Father. We want to live in the spirit of truth, not the spirit of error. So we ask you, Father, to work in our lives in these areas. And we thank and we give you praise because we know you love us and you want us to have your truth because the truth will make us free. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for kings, for all who are in authority and all true Christians everywhere. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. Amen, it is so. And Father, in Jesus' name, we disconnect ourselves from every spirit that has followed us, was sent to us, or transferred to us since the last time we were together in Jesus' name. We bind those devils. We cut ourselves free, and we command them to leave us now in Jesus' name. Everybody, deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. We command those devils to leave us now in Jesus' name. Father, we pull out every fiery dart, pen, needle, spear, or voodoo, and anything else that was sent to us by the enemy, and we return it where it came from in Jesus' name. We cut ourselves free. We loose ourselves from all ungodly silver cords, ley lines, soul ties, attachments, agreements, covenants, consents, oaths, garlands, pledges, vows, pacts, leagues, and all other forms of agreement with the demonic realm. Pull down and destroy all walls of protection around the wizards, the warlocks, the Satanists, the witches, the shamans, the nanobots, and the sorcerers. And all of their workers in Jesus' name, and all of their agents in the name of Jesus Christ. We break the power of all the curses, the vexes, the hexes, the spells, the psychic warfare that goes on, the fetishes, the charms, the spells, the sorcery, the voodoo, the magic, all the mind control, all the potions, all the jinxes, every death spirit, all the sickness, pain, and torment, all the psychic warfare and psychic powers that are being done, incense and candle burnings, chantings, incantations, root works, crystals, tribal rituals, and sins. We bind it all in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind it all. Father, we ask you to submerge us under the blood of Jesus Christ. Submerge your people, Father, under the blood of Jesus, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' holy name, we give you praise, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Rege si de la brosa la redia, cushan de la braki de rugisete, Yarco le leon de la bruke de didia da rucuche me de gusta da bra. Yarucuta, we bind all confusion in the name of Jesus Christ. Erucohasta, Yarucoho rekise de la bruke de didiosata, Yarucucha de la bruke de didion de la braca de didiosata, Yarucoho lele. Every expression is bound in Jesus' name. Every spirit of oppression is bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out of the people of God. Come out of God's people in the name of Jesus. Everybody, deep breath and cough. Cough it out in the name of Jesus. Risa la redioso da rukumba babasha da breke de didiasai. Yerko lelelia saharaka. Risa da bruka de didioso da breke de didiasai. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we disconnect ourselves and loose ourselves from gifts or other items that was given to us that had a witchcraft or recorded evil or demonic intent in Jesus' name. Ehura, rumba bakushata, urikisa de la brica de diosun de la brica de, rucasin de la braca de la bresa la de dioso de la bre, rica de la brocha la de dioson de la brica de dioso de la brica de, irucuta, racata la bresa de la broca de, ibababa, sure, ragise beche de la brica de dioso de la bre, raca de la brisha de la broca de dian de la bru. Kirishite da breke de diosunda rakahata. Erkite da brisha da breke de borusha da breke di. Reke de la rosha da breke de diosuta. Randa da brusa da breke de diosuta. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. In the name of Jesus, deep breath and cough. Amen. Haragise da breke di. Rukate di brisha da breke de di. Da breke de bresa. Father Rukasa, all entanglements of the devil, every demonic entanglement, we cut ourselves free in Jesus' name. We break the bands of wickedness in the name of Jesus Christ. And we return it where it came from in the name of Jesus. Deep breath and cough, saints. This is your time to cough. Deep breath and cough in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft attacks on our jobs. We bind them in the name of Jesus Christ. All deliberate attacks sent to us at our place of employment, we bind it in the name of Jesus. We return it wherever it came from in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all of Satan's agents at our places of employment in the name of Jesus Christ. Every satanic agent, every demonic agent at our place of employment, we bind in the name of Jesus. Erugusha. All attacks go back. Every attack goes back. Every attack goes back in the name of Jesus Christ. And we want to thank you, Lord, for your protection. We release Psalm 91 over everyone. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. Saints, put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, saints, our featured psalm for this evening's worship service is Psalm 23. Psalm 23. And our verse for meditation comes from the Gospel of John. John chapter 3, verses 20 through 21. John chapter 3, verses 20 through 21. And our featured ebook that's available from our webpage under Books and Ebooks is Halloween Pagan? And it's a very well-written book. It's a good book, and you need to know what's in it, because this is a season where you need to witness to the truth. Amen? Amen. So fill yourself with the truth. Our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. That's area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. Amen? Amen. So tonight we're going to talk about fellowship with our Father. Fellowship with our Father. Fellowship with our Father. In John chapter 14, beginning with verse 22, John chapter 14, beginning with verse 22, I think we're going to skip down to verse 23. Jesus was asked, how is it that he would be revealed, or how would he communicate with them? And how is it he could communicate with them and not with the world? And in verse 23, he answers, if a man love me, he will keep my word. In other words, if we love God, we will obey him. If we love God, we will obey him. And my Father will love him. And we will come unto him and make our abode with him. That's a promise. That's a promise to us, saints. That's a very, very important promise to us that we should remember and hold on to. Amen? During our most recent corporate fast, each saint was charged with the assignment of spending some time alone with the Father to listen to him. I pray that you received from him what you needed during that special time of fellowship. Fellowshipping with our Heavenly Father is essential for a vibrant and healthy Christian experience. It's essential. You know, there are food groups that we must eat from and partake of in order to be healthy. Well, fellowshipping with our Heavenly Father is an essential for us to have a healthy and vibrant Christian experience while here on earth. In Psalm 23, the Bible says, Psalm 23, he maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. So, saints, it's important to spend time fellowshipping with our Heavenly Father so that we can partake of these blessings that he is giving to us. That's right. He causes us to calm down and relax and come into peace and comfort. He leads us to places where we can sit quietly and meditate on his word. He restores us from within, and he leads us in right path if we allow him to. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16, it says, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. So in order for the inward man to get renewal and refreshing, we must fellowship with the Father on a daily basis. That's right, on a daily basis. We must make time and set aside special time to spend fellowshipping with the Father, because that's how we're renewed. That's what helps to keep us from fainting and giving up. That's right. Sometimes it gets tough. Sometimes it's painful. Sometimes it's difficult. But when we fellowship with the Father on a daily basis, he renews us. He refreshes us. He restores us. Amen? In Psalm 16, verse 11, Psalm 16, verse 11, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. And this is part of what we experience when we spend a dedicated time fellowshipping with the Father. He will show us the right thing to do, the right way to handle it, the right way to move forward. He will restore our joy and refresh our joy. He will bring our joy to the full. And there are pleasures in the presence of the Father to be enjoyed. So, we are encouraged as believers to spend serious fellowshipping time with our Heavenly Father. In Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15, Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15, for thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, In returning and rest shall ye be saved. In returning and rest, shall ye be saved. And in quietness and in confidence shall be your strength. You wondering why you're fatigued. You're wondering why you're running out of gas. Well, perhaps you hear. You see, the more we obey the Lord, the better experience that we have. In Matthew chapter 11, beginning with verse 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Some of us need to meditate on these scriptures a little more than we have in the past, because the answers to some of the situations that we're experiencing is right here. It's right in the Word. Amen? It's right in the Word. Some of us, our immune system is weak because we don't get enough rest. And not just physical rest, emotional rest, mental rest. Some of us don't rest well emotionally. Some of us don't rest well mentally. Amen? Amen. In John chapter 16, verse 27, the Word says, the Father himself loveth you. The Father loves you. He loves you, and he desires better for you. In Psalm 91, verse 14, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. We receive these blessings when we set our love upon him. Amen? We receive deliverance. We are set on high because we have honored his name. You see, there's a lot of good things that come spending daily fellowship time with the Father. These special times of fellowship with our Heavenly Father is one of the elements of Jesus' success in facing Satan and defeating him. Some of you are facing some serious challenges from the area of employment, and you haven't the foggiest notion on how to overcome the challenge. Well, try spending some more time with your Heavenly Father. He wants you to succeed. In John, the Gospel of John, verse 33, he says, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. There's the joy. Be of good cheer. Didn't say be depressed and dismayed and disgusted. Didn't say be angry didn't say to be hurt. Said be of good cheer. I have overcome the world, the whole world. We are given an opportunity to have an attitude change. And many times, our attitude change affects the circumstances that we are facing. Many times, if we will but change our attitude and change the way that we are looking at the circumstance, it affects the outcome. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. You see, if you keep looking at the situation just the way it is, just the way it is, just the way it is, you blind yourself from being able to see what it could be. But you see, when you come into the presence of the Father, when you come into his holy presence, all of that stuff gets swept away. When you look into his holiness, when you gaze upon his beauty, all of that just moves away. And you're caught up into his presence. And I do believe that some of us really need to do that. We need to spend time in the presence of the Father. In 1 John chapter 2, 1 John chapter 2, the Bible says, I write unto you, little children, because ye have known the Father. We're supposed to know our Heavenly Father. You see, Jesus lived his life on earth as a human man. While he was here on earth, he did not draw upon his divine ability. He didn't. He laid those divine abilities aside, so to speak, when he came to earth. He did not draw upon his ability to be all-knowing while he lived on earth. In Philippians chapter 2, beginning with verse 5, in Philippians chapter 2, beginning with verse 5, we are reminded of this. Let this mind be in you. Where? In you. Which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, did not thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Well, what does that really mean? It means he didn't feel that it was beneath him to come to earth in the form of a human being, laying his divine attributes aside. He was not insulted by it. He didn't take that attitude, the attitude that humans usually would take. He didn't pick that up. He didn't act like something had been taken from him. No, that's not his heart. That's not his attitude. But made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant. He came as a servant. He came to serve and was made in the likeness of men. He was made a human being just like us. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself. He humbled himself and became obedient and became obedient to death, even to the death of the cross. It's important, saints, that we learn to be like Jesus. Amen. It's important that we learn to be like Jesus. He's our example. He's our example. You see, saints, Jesus did not demand and hold on to his divine rights as God, but instead, he put aside all of his glory, all of his power, all of his might to come to the earth as a human being. In Hebrews chapter 4, beginning with verse 15, Hebrews chapter 4, beginning with verse 15, it talks about Jesus in relationship to us so that we can understand. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched or moved with the feeling of our infirmities, of our weaknesses, places where we just don't have it together at all, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. That's right. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain what? Mercy. Yes, we need his mercy. And find grace to help in time of need. That's what we need to do. We need to humble ourselves and go to him and ask for mercy. Ask the Father for mercy. Ask him for the grace that you need to make it through. So you ask, how did Jesus know that he was the Son of God if he put away all of his divine knowledge and attributes and all of that? How was he supposed to know that? How did he know who he was? Well, even in Luke chapter 2, verse 49, when his parents came looking for him, after they'd been to an important event, he asked them, how is it that you came looking for me? Didn't you know? Wist ye not that I must be about my Father's business? You say, wow, how did he know that? How did he know he was supposed to be about his Father's business? Where did that come from? He was just young. He was about 12. How did he face the scribes and Pharisees with boldness and declare that he was the Son of God that was sent to earth by his Father? How did he get all of this done that he did? Well, saints, it was because Jesus had constant, unbroken fellowship with our Heavenly Father. He had constant, unbroken fellowship with our Heavenly Father. Jesus knew his Father intimately. Not like church people do. No. He knew him intimately. God the Father dwelt and lived in him. He lives in us. He lives in his obedient saints. Yes, he does. Jesus continually communed with his Father, and the Father communed with him. Jesus continually communed with his Father, and the Father communed with him. It was through this vital and life-giving relationship with the Father that Jesus was able to know that he was the Son of God. Every saint must come to know that you are a child of God. It's crucial. You can't just know it by the hearing of the ear. You must know it also by revelation from the Lord. It's crucial. Every saint must come to know what God expects of them. That's right. Every saint must come to know what God expects of them. Amen? Every saint, every single one, every saint must come to know what God expects of them. Every saint must come to know that the Father has not planned any defeats for you. No, not one. Every saint must come to know that. Every saint must come to the place in your relationship with the Lord where you have unbroken fellowship with him, where you are in constant communication with him, and you are drawing your life strength from him. Now that takes quite a bit of growth. That takes quite a bit of growth. But it is worth the time that you invest by fellowshipping with the Father. In Galatians 5, verse 25, Galatians 5, verse 25, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. If we live in the Spirit, let us also live our life in the Spirit. It's important. It's vital for our survival. As things become more critical in the world around us, we must draw closer to the Lord than ever before. We must draw closer to the Lord ever before, saints. Things are becoming much darker. Evil men and seducers have become far worse than they've ever been. We're seeing more of their wickedness, more of their evil, more of their plots, more of their vile plans. And we must draw closer to the Father, closer than we have ever been before. In Romans chapter 8, beginning with verse 14, Romans chapter 8, beginning with verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Not led by the Spirit of God? Then, What are you? For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. No, you've been set free from that. You don't have the spirit of bondage to fear. God's been telling us repeatedly, get rid of the fear, get rid of the fear, get rid of the fear. And he means it. It's an extremely wide, open door for the enemy. It's as if you took the roof off the house and knocked down all the walls. Fear is a magnet for demonic activity. It draws it to you. So, saints, get rid of the fear. But ye have received of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. We've been adopted by the Father. We've been adopted. And the Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are indeed the children of God. Amen. In Galatians chapter 4, verse 6, Galatians chapter 4, verse 6, because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your heart, crying, Abba, Father, our Father. We're not orphans. We have a heavenly Father. We're not abandoned in this world by ourselves. We have a heavenly Father. We're not left destitute. We have a heavenly Father who loves us and cares for us, who protects us and provides for us. No matter what the natural circumstances of our lives may be, we have a heavenly Father. Some people never knew their natural father, their natural dad. They've never known. Or the one they had, well, he needed to get born again, delivered, and trained to be a man. But we have a heavenly Father who is faithful to us, who does not reject us, who loves us, who doesn't turn his back on us. He won't forsake us. He's here for us when we choose to fellowship with him. You see, there are some males who have not come to understand their place in manhood because they have not made that vital connection with the Lord Jesus and our Heavenly Father so that those truths and that strength can be imparted to them. It may not have come through their natural upbringing, so to speak, but it is available through Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father. The connection is there, but you must avail yourself to it. You must make time for it. You must make room for it. You must open up your heart to it. There are males who have never, even though chronologically they are adults, they've never reached male manhood because they're missing parts of what they need to get there. They haven't properly transitioned to that place where God has called them to be a man of God. They haven't made the journey. They need that vital connection with Jesus Christ in holiness and with our Heavenly Father to make the journey. Sometimes you meet them and you can perceive the weakness and shallowness in what they call their manhood. And you can tell that they are lacking. However, whatever they lack can be supplied from our Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ our Lord by His Spirit. Amen? It is so. You see, He supplies all of our needs according to His riches and glory through Christ Jesus our Lord. There are females who never fully understood or grasped or had the opportunity to understand the love of a father and what that does to a female, what that means, its implications to a female. There might have been somebody there. The understanding was flawed. And in some cases, there was way too much flaw. But whatever was lacking in that relationship, whatever is still needed, it can be obtained from our Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ our Lord. So there's no reason for any saint to go around lacking in this place in our lives, because our Heavenly Father supplies our needs, whatever those needs may be. But we must avail ourselves to Him for that to take place. We must fellowship with our Heavenly Father. Although Jesus was the Son of God, His knowledge and relationship with the Father was not automatic. I know there are those who presume that it was, but that was presumption. He did not already know all the scriptures the day that He was born. He did not automatically know what to say or do or what His mission was. He was in the form of a human flesh, and it was necessary for Him to learn these things by the Spirit. In Luke chapter 2, verse 40, the child grew. And waxed strong in spirit. He became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom. And the grace of God was upon him. Now I'm going to speak to some of this extended childhood that goes on in too many cultures. You see, in the Jewish culture, manhood, they're introduced to manhood around age 12 when they're bar mitzvahed. And so the idea comes into the mind that now I'm growing into manhood. It's not that way in many other cultures. In many other cultures, they're allowed to be a baby and a child for much too long. So by the time they reach the legal age of manhood, they're still acting like children instead of having a mind focused toward being a man of God. Amen? And it is so. Instead of the young women growing toward becoming a woman of God, they're allowed to remain in childhood and childishness and self-centeredness far too long. Amen? And perhaps we need to make some corrections along that line. Amen? Amen. You know, there was a time when families were on the farm where you had to learn to become adult as you were a child. As you continued to mature, you had to learn responsibilities. You had to learn a trade. You had to learn homemaking. You had to learn these things. But we have become so divorced from teaching our young people life skills that by the time they reach legal age, they're still a child. They're still in fantasy and make-believe, and they are not ready to face the real world. Amen. In Hebrews chapter 5, beginning with verse 8, Hebrews chapter 5, beginning with verse 8, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. Suffering? That's right. Suffering was in the life of Jesus Christ as he was growing, as he was developing, as he was becoming a man. So why is it that we have the notion that we have to keep suffering as far away from our children as possible? We don't want them to experience any of the things that we went through growing up. Well, I want you to know something. It was a lot of those experiences and hard times and difficulties that made you the adult that you have become. So if you remove all the difficulty and you run behind your child doing every little thing, picking up every little thing, doing everything for them, doing all their homework for them, and fixing every little thing just so that nothing ever goes wrong, they're never going to become an adult. They'll have to get away from you to become an adult. That's not the way God intended for people to grow up. You must have some bitter and some sweet. They balance each other. Amen? If your child has to have every little thing just perfect, you're not going to have much of an adult when they get grown. Chances are they'll be what we call codependent, or else just have an idolatrous relationship with the parent that God cannot bless. It is reasonable to speculate that Mary had told Jesus about his birth, about the shepherd, about the tax collection, and the long trip to Bethlehem. It's reasonable to think that she would have shared those truths with him. It's reasonable to believe that she would have told him all about what the shepherds said to them. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, beginning with verse 8, there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And the angel, in verse 10, said unto them, fear not, for behold, see, God's still telling us to get rid of the fear. Fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. The cattle's feeding trough. That's right, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory. Now, see, when we talk about the praising angels all over the place, they're right here. And saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. So you see, Mary had told Jesus about all of this. This wasn't something a mother would not share with her child. No doubt she told him about the angel appearing to her. In Luke chapter 1, beginning with verse 34. Then Mary said unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. So Mary had to share this with Jesus. She had to tell him because he had a miraculous birth. It wasn't like every other birth. It was quite different. So she would have shared this with him. She would have shared her response to the angel. And in verse 38, she said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. She would have had to share that. It was a life-changing experience to her. And it involved Jesus. She wouldn't have kept that to herself. She most likely told him how he got his name. These are things that Mary would have shared with Jesus. In verse 30, and the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. And he shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give him the throne of his father David. She would have shared this with him, you see. Jesus had to learn these things just like we'd learn things. When Jesus was a young Jewish boy, he was taught the Holy Scriptures. He learned to observe the Sabbath and the feast. It was his custom, being taught by his parents, to be in the synagogue to hear the reading of the Scriptures. Now, saints, that's a place where parents can learn from Mary and Joseph. Jesus' custom of being in church was developed when he was a child. They didn't wait until he was far into adulthood and say, you know, you really ought to swing by the synagogue and see what they're doing. No. That was developed in childhood as he was growing up. It was his custom. Amen? And he knew to pay attention to what was being spoken, to the reading of the Scriptures, to the prayer. he knew to pay attention. As he matured, he was taught and studied the scriptures about God, about the patriarch, about the prophet, about the miraculous deliverance of the children of Israel, and about the prophecies concerning the Messiah. He had to learn these things. They were part of his growing up into manhood. In Luke chapter 2, verse 52, it says, Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. He grew. He increased in wisdom, you see. Jesus increased in favor with God. He chose to develop a personal, intimate relationship with the Father. He came to know his God, not just as some impersonal being somewhere in the sky. No, but that God was his Father who lived in him. As he prayed, that relationship grew, and the Father spoke and revealed himself to Jesus just as he did to the Old Testament prophet. That's right. This was a growing and developing relationship. That is correct. When Jesus studied the scriptures, the Father revealed to him who he was. He learned from Isaiah that he was born of God, just as his mother had tried to explain to him. In Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel, meaning God with us. Amen? Amen. Jesus learned in the book of Isaiah that the Father had a mission for him. That's right. In Isaiah 42, beginning with verse 6, Isaiah 42, beginning with verse 6, I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness and will hold thine hand and will keep thee and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. Amen? In Isaiah 61, verse 1, he learned, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. You see, Jesus learned these things this way in Jeremiah chapter 23. In Jeremiah, Jesus discovered that he would be a king. In Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 5, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. Jesus learned about himself this way. in the book of Daniel, Jesus learned that he would have an everlasting kingdom. An everlasting kingdom. In Daniel chapter 7, beginning with verse 13, Daniel chapter 7, beginning with verse 13, I saw in the night vision, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days. And they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. Jesus learned this as he studied the scripture. The revelation came to him with his fellowship with the Father and in the Word, in the Holy Scripture. In the book of Isaiah, Jesus learned that he would bear the sins of the world and that he would not be defeated. Isaiah chapter 53, beginning with verse 3. Isaiah chapter 53, beginning with verse 3. He was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. He was hated. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. That's a good learning point for us. Yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. Who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. Isaiah 42, verse 4. Isaiah 42, verse 4. He shall not fail nor be discouraged till he have set judgment in the earth. He shall not fail nor be discouraged till he have set judgment in the earth. So you see, is this how it happened? I always thought Jesus just knew everything. Well, now you know. This is how Jesus could tell the scribes and Pharisees these things, you see, that he said. In the Gospel of John, chapter 5, beginning with verse 37, the Gospel of John, chapter 5, beginning with verse 37. And the Father himself, which hath sent me, hath borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice at any time nor seen his shape. He was telling the scribes and Pharisees these things. And ye have not his word abiding in you. Ye have not his word abiding in you. For whom he has sent, him ye believe not. Search the scriptures, Jesus said, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. How did Jesus know? He studied the scriptures. Not under the Pharisees necessarily. He searched the scriptures with the Father. Amen? He searched the scriptures with the Father. He went to the synagogue. He heard what was said. They read the scriptures. That's what they believed in. And he heard, received, and understood. And ye will not come to me that you might have life. I receive not honor from men, but I know you, that ye have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. Amen? This is how this happened. So, Jesus could say to them, but I know him, for I am from him, and he has sent me. Jesus could say that to them. He could say, yet if I judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me. He could say that to them. He could say, he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. He could say that. He could say, as the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. Jesus could say that. He could say, but if I do, though ye believe me not, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. Jesus could say, I and my Father are one. He could say that out of his fellowship with the Father, out of his study of the scriptures, out of his learning, out of the revelation of the word. He could say those things. He could say, but when ye pray, use not vain repetition, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. He could tell them how to pray. He'd been praying all his life. He could say to them, moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, But unto thy Father which is in, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Jesus could say those things. He could. He could. It was this union, this relationship with the Father that enabled Jesus to display his Father's character and nature to the whole wide world. In the Gospel of John, chapter 14, beginning with verse 7. The Gospel of John, chapter 14, beginning with verse 7. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. And Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the work. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Amen. Jesus came to show us the Father and to be the door that we needed to have fellowship with the Father. Since Jesus is our example of the kind of relationship that we should develop with our Heavenly Father, shouldn't we follow the example? Our Father is waiting for us, saints. So, coming fast will begin on October 11th at 7 p.m. your time zone and will continue through October 17th at 5 p.m. your time zone. Further details will be forthcoming. Amen. I'll repeat that for you, for those that are writing it down. Our upcoming fast will begin on October 11th at 7 p.m. your time zone and will continue through October 17th at 5 p.m. your time zone. Further details will be forthcoming. Amen. So tonight, the Father has explained many things to us, and we have been called to fellowship with him. And I pray that everyone decides to fellowship with the Father. I pray that everyone chooses to fellowship with him. Amen? Amen. Brother Bill,
praise,
do you have any
testimonies? Oh, we have plenty of testimonies, Pastor Sabrina. We sure do. Just praise the Lord. What a wonderful message. And who would have thought Jesus had to learn who he was? I've never heard that before. Wow. Awesome. Just awesome. Here we go. We're going to start off with our praise reports with NK. Praise earlier. AK and I were praying about the house circumstance. Then we decided to let the Holy Spirit lead us through the blog talk archives. I showed him how to scroll through, and he said page 46 as an example. He said the Holy Ghost told him we needed to listen to number 3, and the title was the title didn't say so much, but the teaching covered about supernatural reality of electromagnetics and other technology weapons used against us. That's exactly the situation we were facing in our previous resonance. Unbeknownst to us at the time, the adversary used the electromagnetic pathways, our own sin and other things to make me very sick and kill two other sons. The war is real, saints. Well, we just praise you, Lord, that you're revealing it to all of us. That's the key, saints. You go into those archives and let the Holy Ghost guide you, and he'll show you what you need to hear right then and there. Margaret has a praise report. My daughter, R, wanted to go visit her grandmother of my ex-husband, the abuser, today. It became too much for her emotionally, and the strain of contacting her was too great. So fortunately, she stayed home. R says she will think about what soul ties are all about. And praise you, Lord, you saved her from a lot of warfare. We give you praise and glory for that, Lord. God bless as a praise report. God has really blessed me. I had an oil leak on my truck, and it just turned out to be loose bolts on the oil pin. Thank you, Lord, for that. Ariana has a praise report. Thanking you, Lord, for the amazing healing. I've gotten my smell back, and I feel amazing. Continue to pray for negative test results for me and my family. Thank you, Lord, for your miraculous healing and grace for allowing me to be less fearful. Praise you, Lord, for that. Praise you, Lord. And Ariana says, the Lord has blessed me and my family with negative results. Me and my family is clear. Thanks be to God. Praise you for that, Lord. And Amori says, praise God. God hath blessed me and my family today. We all tested negative for COVID. Praise the Lord. Today we went grocery shopping, and I noticed a man asking for bread and hot dogs. I asked him if he wanted to go in the store and get items, and he was willing. While shopping, I told him to have faith over fear. After parting ways, I said, God bless. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the almsgiving ministry. And Dina has a praise report. Thank you. Prayer support. My knee pain is 99% gone. Shortly after that, she says, praise the Lord, it's 100% gone, when she decided to resist the devil. Praise you, Lord, for that. JC has a praise report. I got further deliverance when I went to bed. I began to cough and gag up poisons and phlegm, which had been fed to me in my dreams. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And Nina has a praise report. My family and I are feeling so much better. We thank God for the full recovery from COVID. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Rosie has a praise report. I asked for prayer of agreement for my daughter's job. They told her that she had to get the vaccine or lose her job. She submitted a medical exemption, and it was accepted. Thank you, Jesus, for your faithfulness, and thank you, saints, for your prayers. God is so good. Praise you for that. NK has another praise report. Thank you, Jesus, for humbling KK concerning stubbornness and reliance on his own understanding. Thank you for making him understand and practice your design for marriage, partnership, and participation in the body. Thank you for sending forth your angels to rectify the mistakes he confessed, and for giving us wisdom and tools to walk in the paths of righteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. RT has a praise report. So much deliverance and healing, coughing up and purging in this deliverance session. Thank you, Dr. Sabrina, Brother Bill, Brother Marshall, for the MIC ministry in Jesus' name. Oh, praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that your miracles are new every day. My life is continually changing ever since I've been a part of this ministry. Old things have passed away, and all things have become new. Well, praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. She can see a difference. Praise you, Lord. MM has a praise report. Yesterday, I was physically lethargic. I oddly slept off and home from morning to afternoon. I had remembered I needed to anoint my doorposts on my home. I ended up getting some work done, and then after having a great rest, today I am blessed and renewed strength. I have been up since early a.m. and just now ended. Praise the Lord. Wow. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Dina has a praise report. After the two last corporate fasts and personal fasts, I've been delivered from the addiction of Jolly Rancher candy. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for continuing to heal me and breaking off the strongholds. Praise you, Lord. Yes, that was the key. The fasting breaks the yokes. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. Praise you, Lord. And we have a testimony from Sharon. So much deliverance and healing, coughing and purging in the deliverance session. Thank you, Dr. Sabrina. Thank you, Brother Marshall. Praise you, Lord, for that. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. NK says, praise. I was not acting right for days, and I couldn't figure it out. Was really annoying and harping on my family members. This morning, 1 week after it happened, the Holy Spirit revealed to me that I had received and was influenced by the curses spoken by my in-laws. Thank you, God, for the insights and means to break free. We praise you for that, Lord. Saints, you have got to pray and bind those family spirits before you go around any of your family members and disconnect from all their words and all their devils when you leave them, and you'll be able to walk so much more peacefully. Praise you, Lord. Praise you. Praise you. Praise you. Praise you, Lord Jesus, for that. And she has another praise report. I'm sorry. AK has a praise report. Earlier today, NK called somebody on the phone, then didn't answer. Normally, when that would happen, no matter who she was calling, I'd hear my dad's number repeated with the standard message that the person was unavailable. God showed me that I was mentally affected by the many times my mom had called my dad and he didn't answer on purpose. For the first time today, I didn't hear it. I've had healing. Praise you, Lord Jesus, for that. Praise you, Lord. And KK has a praise report. Thank you, Jesus, for humbling me regarding getting out of my lane and doing things according to my understanding. Thank you for showing me how essential it is to do what I have been taught here at Miracle Internet Church by Pastor Sabrina and Brother Bill. And thank you for NK's help and partnership. And thank you for fixing my mistake at work so that there were no consequences. Praise you, Lord, for that. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Dina has a praise report. I just give praise to the Lord for this ministry. Thank you for the anointing, Pastor Sabrina and Brother Bill, Brother Marshall, to lead this ministry. Thank you for all the fast. I've grown up to love the fasting life, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Zero Doria says, praise the Lord. Yesterday in the morning, I felt alone. I said to the Lord, you know, it would be nice if someone did remember me in the family. Or, oh, by evening while I sat in my car in the garage, my phone rang, and usually I don't pick up calls I don't recognize. And I said, hello, and this is Sister Zero. Who is this? It's Sister C. Do you remember me? Of course, it's been 6 years. And so the point of things was to say, God, you think it's just wonderful that you heard me. He does hear everything we say. Thank you, Lord. Just praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus, for that. And Rosie has a praise report. A few months ago, I made a large purchase on credit, which I have been paying in monthly installments. In my opinion, this item needed to be replaced, and I wanted it, even though I could have waited and made the decision to buy it without asking the Lord or whether it was not His will and timing. Well, needless to say, I began to struggle financially, and I began to regret the purchase. I listened to Dr. Sabrina's message, let God have His way. And so the Lord convicted me of being hard-headed and disobedient and not allowing the Lord over all. all areas of my life. So I repented and asked him to forgive me, and I confessed that I needed his help to get out of this mess, and I had gotten myself into. Yesterday, I received unexpected funds that is going to allow me to pay this debt in full. Praise you, Lord Jesus, for that miracle. We just praise you. But you see this, you see what she had to do. Repent. And then the Lord worked. He worked on her behalf once she did it his way. Praise you for that, Lord. Praise you, Lord. YDM has a praise report. I thank God for his mighty deliverance during the fast. I started sneezing for 2 days. These were strong sneezes, and a lot of mucus was clearing. The sneezes just stopped when the fast was over. I never felt sick, and I stayed with the fast. Praise God. That was deliverance. You were getting deliverance, YDM. Praise you, Lord, for that. And has another praise report with vaccine mandates. The agency I work for tried to find any loophole to keep employees from having to choose to be vaccinated or terminated. They found one program within the agency where I could continue to work without being vaccinated. I thank you, Lord, for the open door and making a way where there is no way. Praise you, Lord Jesus, for that. You're working for us. You are helping us. JC says, thank you, Lord, for your word. I took control of attacks against my mind at 2 a.m. when I woke up with a start. Applied the word to the spirit of heaviness, oppression, despair, futility, hopelessness, and mania. Became a stubble, burn up, and leaving. And praise you, Lord Jesus. JC's learning how to fight. You've got to stand up, resist the devil, and he flees, saints. We can't be in the bedroom with you all the time. We can't be there for you. You've got to develop your relationship with Jesus, and you see what happens when you do. We just praise you for that. We praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. These are wonderful, awesome testimonies. Just praise you, Lord. Praise you. What do you think of that, Pastor Sabrina? They're learning. They're doing great. It's awesome what Jesus is doing through them. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord.
Now, amen. And it's awesome what he's going to do. He's going to do more. He's just getting started. Remember that time I kept telling you, I see Jesus pushing his sleeve back up over his elbow. He's got plenty he's going to do in us. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you that you told us in the word to seek ye first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, your right way of believing and doing. And all of these things shall be added unto us. Lord, in this season, where every phone call and all the little junk mail and all the advertisement and everything popping up on our screen is clawing and begging for the monies that we have, Lord, help us to come to you. Let us not make one purchase, Lord, without your prior approval. You've been stressing this, Father, about refusing unnecessary purchases, about seeking your face and obeying you, listening for you, waiting for you, only doing what you tell us to do. This is critical. It's important, Lord, and it affects our futures. So we thank you, Father, that you've given us this admonition already, and you're calling us to a more secure financial life through honoring you first. We thank you, Lord, for this word tonight on fellowshipping with our Heavenly Father. We ask you, Lord, to help us to remember what you have taught us. Take us to the archives so we can recast it. We forbid the enemy from stealing a single word from us in the name of Jesus, because the days are growing darker, Lord, and your children need their Father. They need their relationship with their Heavenly Father. We thank you for it, Father. You tell us that no good thing will you withhold from them that walk uprightly, and that there is no want to them that truly do reverence you. We want to thank you, Father, for your plan, for your provision, for your way that you make for your people, Lord. And no matter how many people, Lord, will need to say goodbye to their present job because of the vaccine mandate, you will make a way for all of your children, Lord. Sometimes we need to leave, and we don't know it. Sometimes we need to leave, and we don't know it. So we thank you, Lord, for how you're working in these circumstances, providing for every single one, Father. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, and we thank you for it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just lift up to you all of the saints who have to make a decision during this time concerning whether they will continue their present employment or whether they're going to leave. Father, we thank you for being their waymaker. We thank you for making a way for them, whether it's through a waiver, whether it's through favor, whether it's through promotion, whether it's through leaving and going someplace better. We thank you, Father, for the many ways and avenues and all of your manifold wisdom that will come to play when we simply trust you and come to you and fellowship with you and ask you for what you want us to do, for the instructions that we need for daily living. We want to thank you, Father, for this grace. We want to thank you for your blessing upon our lives. We want to thank you for opening our eyes where they've been blind before, that we can see what we didn't see before and understand what we didn't understand before. We thank you for hearing ears, Lord, to open up our hearts that we can hear you. Some of us you speak to audibly. Some of us you speak to through an unction. Some of us you speak through even through circumstances and many other ways you speak to your people, Lord. Many, 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 many ways you speak to your children. We thank you and we welcome this fellowship time that you are calling us to. We thank you for the fast that we're approaching. And we come before your throne, Father, asking for mercy and grace to help us on this fast. We ask you, Father, for the grace to not only enter into the fast as you would have it, but to do the thing in the fast that you would desire for us to do, and for us to exit the fast as you would have us to exit it, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all of the blessings that will come. We thank you that when things get difficult, there'll be sufficient grace. We thank you that when things get trying, there will be sufficient grace. We thank you, Lord, that after the fast, when the enemy comes to challenge us, we will be ready for the challenge in Jesus' name. We will not succumb to the wiles of the enemy. No, we will stand strong, strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We give you praise for it, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask you, Father, to speak to us. There are little nuances about our lives that you want to change. There are adjustments and tweaks that you want to make. But we've been too busy living to sit still before you to hear what you want us to do. So, Father, we repent of being too preoccupied with this life so that we were not listening when you wanted us to. We ask you to forgive us, Father, and to help us to begin afresh, that we would sit quietly before you and receive the words of your lips. We thank you for every scripture, every indication, every word, every unction, every check in our spirit, everything that we need, Lord, that we can walk in fellowship continually with you. We thank you, Father, for this blessing. We thank you for this truth. We thank you for this peace. We thank you for this rest. We thank you for this walk. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen and amen. Now, our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235. And we encourage you to press 1. How and why should we press 1? Well, because it gives me an indication that you might want to talk to me. Mm-hmm. So we ask to press 1. And so we're going to area code 250. And you're on the air live now in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. I just pressed 1 again. I was going to press 1 and just to make sure that I'd press 1. And you answered anyways. Praise God. Here I am.
Praise
God. Yeah. My dog had surgery yesterday, and all night he cried and cried and cried until 2 in the morning, and I gave him his pain meds early. And then I had a dream that he had, like, really bad IBS and had blood all in his stool and everything. And now he has diarrhea. I sent the dream back, and but I just like agreement that dream is sent back with you, and prayer for my dog and also prayer for myself.
Did you ask Jesus if he sent the dream?
No, I didn't. I just sent it back because I don't think Jesus would put that on my dog.
Okay, one more time. That is not the dream protocol. We have a protocol of what to do with dreams and visions. And Brother Bill will be kind enough to place it in the chat room for us. Thank you, Brother Bill. The protocol.
Okay, I know what it is.
it says to ask Jesus if he sent the dream or not.
All right.
We don't just automatically send back things because you don't know if the Lord's trying to talk to you through the dream or not. You don't know if he sent it or not. So the very first step is to ask Jesus if he sent the dream or if he did not. If he did, we ask him for what does the dream mean, and we ask him for scriptures. If we need them, we ask for scriptures, all right? If he says no, that's when we go into warfare, the dream protocol. For those who do not know, it always begins with addressing Jesus and asking him if he sent the dream or if he sent the vision and obtaining a response from him. That's how we begin.
Amen.
No other way. Amen? Amen.
Yep, that makes sense.
What is the dog's name?
Timmy or Timothy.
All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift Timothy up to you in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that you even heal our pets and everything that pertains to us. We ask you, Father, to touch Timothy. And whatever is out of your order, to place it in your order. Whatever is ill or lame or out of the way, to heal it, to release your healing virtue. We bind every spirit of infirmity in the dog in Jesus' name. Every ailment, every illness, and everything that contributed to it in the name of Jesus Christ, we call it out of the dog. And we ask you, Lord, to heal and to make whole her dog in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise. And we bless the name of Jesus Christ And everybody said amen and amen. Father, we thank you for relieving the pain. And Lord, restore our sister's rest to her in the name of Jesus Christ. Restore her rest to her in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.
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 God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Bye-bye. Amen. You know, our pets are important to us, you see. Our pets are important. Some people don't think that's important, but I've got news for you. Our pets are important. There's some of us, that's who lives with us, our pets and nobody else. Amen? So, we, since they have such an important role in our lives and they perform so many functions, sometimes, you know, sometimes the pet is the companion that lives in the house. And so to lose one is traumatic. I know that because I personally experienced it in my life several times. And for those who don't understand that, they've never maybe had a pet or their pet wasn't a situation where it was just them and the pet in the house, it's important. I know that there are people that don't understand that and that don't realize that because they're not pet people, so to speak, which is why I'm taking time to explain this. It is important. And this present pandemic has stressed that importance. And I would say that if you're a person who has several pets, pray about it. Pray about it. Ask the Lord, Lord, is there someone who would be blessed and benefit and able to take care of one of my pets because they have no pet and they're there all alone? You see, we're going into the holiday period, and there are a lot of people who are in isolation. If you have a pet, and you have several pets, there are some people that have 5, 6, and 7 of them. Ask the Lord. Share the love. Seek his face. See if he would lead you to do that. It's an expression of love and compassion and caring. So seek the Lord. Amen? For whomever that's for, there you have it. Praise the Lord. God is so good. He just is. He's so good to us. And 415, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
God bless you, Sabrina. Tomorrow is my son going home thing. And I'm calling up for a special prayer for protection and peace and no crazy stuff going on when the service is going on. I mean, spiritually, wickedly, or anything like that. And also, the Lord told me today, take a stand. Now, he told me to take a stand. I'm saying, well, Lord, what do you want me to do? You want me to fuss at these people around here? You want me to jump on these people around here? You want me to show off? But then again, the Word of God says, hold your peace. So what am I supposed to do?
You're supposed to take a stand in the spirit realm. You're supposed to take a stand in the spirit realm. You're supposed to ask the Holy Spirit to walk you through the steps you need to take. That's what you're supposed to do. He's telling you to take a stand You need to take a stand spiritually.
Okay.
And after you do, after you pray, then you're to let him move. Now,
okay.
is this a memorial service or is this a funeral? Is that what you're saying?
It's a funeral, yes. And a lot of people do be doing some sick, crazy stuff.
I understand.
So I'm calling for protection, and my other son is just kind of, well, we need prayer and protection.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we take authority, dominion, and power over the witchcraft that takes place sometimes at funerals and memorial services in Jesus' name. We take authority, dominion, and power over every spirit that would bring disruption and that would bring disruption. And upsetness to a calm environment in Jesus' name. We ask, Father, that you guard every word, that you guard every single word that is spoken during the ceremony, Father. Every single word, we hand it over to you now and place it in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We ask, Father, for you to touch every single person that shows up. We ask, Father, for your spirit to be in control. We ask you to reign over them, Father, in the name of Jesus. We take authority, dominion, and power over the spirit of grief, excessive grief in Jesus' name. We bind every spirit of mourning in the name of Jesus Christ. And we ask you, Father, to release your peace. Let the solos or the songs that are sung bring comfort, assurance, peace, and faith. And if there be persons there, Lord, who have not received the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, let this be the impetus for them to do so. Let this be the encouragement. Let this their place where they make a decision for Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, that the word of God is not bound in Jesus' name. We ask you, Father, to touch the person that's bringing the eulogy in the name of Jesus Christ, as well as those that are bringing the scriptures, Father. We ask for you to open eyes and open hearts and open minds to receive the gospel in Jesus' holy name. We thank you, Father, and we give you praise for all that you will do. We thank you, Lord, that if you need to rearrange the service, that you will do that and that everyone will be at peace with it. We thank you, Father, that everyone will be properly attired in the name of Jesus Christ. No outlandishness and no lewdness in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for your grace being present throughout the entirety of the situation, even at the cemetery, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that the love of God will be felt and perceived, and that the comfort of the Holy Spirit will be there, Father, for all of those who choose to open their hearts to you. We give you praise, glory, and honor. We thank you, Father, that the things that the undertaker and their staff must do, that they will have peace, they won't be rushed, they'll be able to remember everything and do everything. We ask you, Lord, that the procession from the home to the wherever the place will be, Lord, that it will be peaceful and that there will be no accident. We bind tragedies and collisions in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for your grace throughout the entire. And things people ought not to say will not come out of their mouths in Jesus' name. That it will be a comfort to the family in Jesus' name. And that relatives and friends that have not been there for a while, Lord, that they will come with the right spirit in Jesus' name. We give you praise. We give you glory, we'll give you honor, and we thank you for what you will do, Father, in Jesus' holy name. Amen Amen and amen. Now, saints, we have some prayer requests that we must pray about tonight. In fact, we have quite a few of them, I think. We have some prayer requests that we need to pray about tonight. We're praying prayers of support and covering for the states and their governors and their legislatures and citizens who are launching a legal battle over the vaccine mandates, and we're calling for the intervention of the Lord who is mighty in battle. That's right. We're calling for the intervention of the Lord who is mighty in battle, because our God is mighty in battle. Amen? He is. He is mighty in battle. He is great in power and mighty in battle. Amen. He is indeed. And we have prayers for American Scholars, a new online educational program which promises to help parents and students to inoculate themselves from against the woke ideology that is currently being spread through the schools that is based on quasi-Marxist ideas. We're requesting the governance of the Father over such affairs in Jesus' name. We're requesting angelic support at the borders of the United States and other neighboring nations, requesting continual adjudications from the righteous judge concerning these matters in Jesus' name, requesting from the Father in Jesus' name an overturning of the Biden proclamations against the Border Patrol and silencing Maxine Waters and others that agree with her ideology. We're requesting continual judgments from the righteous judge on the politicizing of health care and medicine worldwide and its insinuous nature, moving toward total control of our lives, from who survives and who doesn't to who profits and who fails. That's not the way God set this nation in order. And prayers for those Afghan Christians that we prayed for on Sunday whose existence is in jeopardy. Amen. Brother Marshall, are you there? Amen. I think you are. I'll know. Did you press the button? Oh, there you are. Okay, there you are. Yes, I hear you. We're ready. I hear you clearly.
I wasn't sure which phone. I'd been on the cell phone because the landline phone didn't go through right away. Praise the Lord. Thank you for your mercy, Lord. Thank you for this wonderful, wonderful teaching the Holy Ghost did through Sabrina, through Dr. Sabrina. I thank you, Father, for moving on all of our hearts and minds to a much more intimate relationship with you, Father, because Jesus is the door. He made the way for all of us to enter in. We thank you for that, making that way for each of us, Lord. Thank you for hanging on that tree, taking our cup of cursing. Thank you for the great and extraordinary, amazing privilege of taking your cup of blessing. So, Father, we come boldly before your throne of grace with our big brother Jesus to say thank you. Thank you for giving Jesus all power in heaven and earth, and he is Lord of all. And there's no question about that in Jesus' name. So, Father, we pray and ask you to order all of our thoughts and our steps and all of our prayers. I commit my works unto you, Lord, that my thoughts may be established. I continue to bind every spirit of vain imagination, not just in my heart and mind, but all as I can stand in for. We bind all those spirits of rebellion, all those spirits contrary to your will, Father God. Jesus said, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. And all witchcraft curses sent against the United States of America and the citizens, particularly the believers in the Lord Jesus and their family members and those coming into the body of Christ, are all returned, at least sevenfold, as the spirits of sent, and do those spirits intend to do to us in Jesus' name. And when I'm in agreement with the listed prayers, Father God, to the degree they fit in with your perfect plan and your perfect will. And I know, Father, as we have repented, and Sabrina alluded to that earlier this evening as well, Lord, we do repent and renounce all generational sins and personal sins. Father, I ask you to forgive us and deliver us. I know this nation has not done a lot of things that's pleasing in your sight, Lord, as far as the abortion issue and many other things, Father. And, Father, we know that there is a judgment coming on those that have been following the enemy, Father, in Jesus' name. And that's appropriate. He even tells us about that in Psalm 91. There's going to be a judgment on them, Father, in Jesus' name. But unless they repent, thank you for your grace. You give people an opportunity to repent, Father God. I ask you to particularly protect and provide for those states and the governors of those states that are standing for what's right in your sight, Father God, for your divine intervention and adjudication, Father God, by the Lord who was mighty in battle against this, of the various legislatures such as in Florida and perhaps in Texas and other states that are standing, Father God, against the so-called vaccine mandate, which is nothing more than medical tyranny. That's really all it is, and it's based on what? The desire by demons to control human beings that are made in your image. And we thank you, Father, you're not going to leave us as orphans. We thank you for that spirit of adoption. Thank you for not giving us the spirit of fear. Thank you for providing all of our needs. And they're trying to say, well, they have this okay vaccine. It's been authorized. But, Father God, you know the one they're actually giving us, not the authorized one. They have not produced enough of it. They're still giving the one that's under the emergency authorization use. And people don't have to take that. In fact, people don't have to take anything because the CDC is not the legislature. It cannot make a law. That's only made by the legislature. No legislature's never made a law. There have to be a vaccine mandate. So this is just a bit of control, ungodly mind control. We bind you, Satan, the mind blinder, and all your underlings, like it is written in 2 Corinthians 4:4. We know you come to blind the minds of them that don't believe. And we pray for those in authority, Father. We ask you to deliver those that can be delivered. But you, Satan, and all your underlings, including every spirit of humanism, intellectualism, pride, greed, corruption, and every perverse thing behind communism, fascism, and every other ungodly ism that's trying to control people against their will, we bind you and all your underlings, including every spirit, saying to kill, steal, and or destroy in Jesus' name from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, according to Ephesians 2:6, according to Proverbs. The name of the Lord is the strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe, and we're safe in you, Lord. That's the name above all. And thank you, Father, for keeping us by the power of your name. Because Jesus can't lie. He said, Father, I'm no more in the world, but these are in the world. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. Thank you, Father, for keeping us by your own name because of the blood of heaven, the blood on the lintel and the post, even as we anointed the lintel and posts of our doors, of our houses, in Jesus' name. We thank you for that anointing, Father God. And you said when you see the blood upon the houses where the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you, we're covered by the blood. And from Jesus Christ was the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood after we repented, washed us from our sins in his own blood and made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. Thank you for making us kings and priests, royal priesthood, kings and priests, Father. We give you praise, Father. Satan, you and all your underlings are continually, perpetually bound in Jesus' name. Every spirit of Leviathan is bound. Every spirit of Kundalini, every spirit of idolatry is bound. Every spirit of worshiping doctors, worshiping the CDC, worshiping any person in authority who happens to wear a white coat or just says that had their name as doctor in it. We bind every spirit of idolatry in Jesus' name. You, Satan, you're bound, and all your underlings are bound. Every spirit of ungodly fear is bound. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, the God who created heaven and earth, and he'll never leave us or forsake us. And together with God, nothing shall be impossible. And Jesus says, whatever you ask in my name, in John 14:13 and following, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in this. And if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. And we're in agreement, according to Matthew 18:19, as joint heirs with Christ, in Jesus' name, because Jesus says, if two of you on earth agree to touch anything you ask, it shall be done to my Father who is in heaven. I thank you, saints, for praying in your prayer language, or just saying amen in Jesus' name. And yes, Satan, you and all your underlings are perpetually, continually bound. Every spirit seeking to kill, steal, and destroy, coming against all the family members, every believer, Lord Jesus Christ, and all the neighbors, all the co-workers, all our friends, and all the children of believers, and the children of the unbelievers. Every spirit trying to bring in, death, hell, and destruction. Every spirit trying to cause sterilization. Every spirit trying to eliminate people from the Judeo-Christian worldview on this planet. We cancel their demonic assignments. You, Satan, and all your underlings are under the feet of Jesus, who has all power in heaven and in earth, even as Dr. Sabrina already read from Daniel chapter 7, and that was beginning at verse 13, praise the Lord, thank you, Lord. Where it is written, wrong chapter, there we go. And I saw in the night vision, one, and behold, like the Son of Man, came with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, Heavenly Father, came to the Ancient of Days, and brought him near before him. And there was given unto him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people and nations and languages should serve him. And his dominion is an everlasting dominion, doesn't end, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. Thank you, Father, for giving Jesus that kingdom that cannot ever, ever, ever be destroyed in Jesus' name. And it is also confirmed a little later in the same chapter, verse 27, and the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominion shall serve and obey him. Obey the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords in Jesus' name. And it's confirmed because of the blood of the covenant by the Lamb of God who purchased us with his own blood. In Revelation 17:14, Jesus says, and these shall make war with the Lamb. Yet there's some people, they don't like Jesus. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. Your words forever settle in heaven. For he is the Lord of lords and the King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. We thank you, Father, you don't call the righteous. You call sinners to repentance. And thank you for the privilege of being able to repent and turn from our old ways, that we're new creatures in Christ. So, Satan, you're under the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and you've already been destroyed. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifest. He might destroy the works of the devil. And Jesus can't lie. He says, Father, I have finished the work thou gavest me to do. So all your assignments to kill, steal, and destroy of none effect, all those communications of none effect, including from trigger tones, trigger words, every ungodly spirit, from false flies, and every other plan and wile and scheme of the enemy, from the false Biden regime and every other regime in different nations, including Australia and other nations, even Lithuania and other places where they're trying to lock everybody down, all your demonic assignments of none effect to all those who call upon the name of the Lord Jesus and those that will call upon the name of the Lord Jesus in Jesus' name. So we plead the blood of Jesus over the states and the governors and the legislatures and the citizens of those states. They're launching legal battles over the vaccine mandates. We ask for your divine protection, Heavenly Father. Got the insight and your fell spirit continually bound and gagged in Jesus' name. We ask for your divine intervention from the Lord who's mighty in battle. And we pray for the so-called American scholars. Cut a new online educational program, Father, which promises to help parents and students to protect themselves, they call it, inoculate themselves against the so-called woke ideology, which is currently being spread throughout many different schools, especially the public schools and even others, that is based on the so-called Marxist ideas in Jesus' name. They're trying to overthrow Christianity in basic terms because of the blood of covenant. We plead the blood of Jesus over all those students, all the children. We ask for your divine governance, Heavenly Father. Your arm's not too short to save over such affairs, and you'll overturn every plan and wile of the enemy with this so-called critical race theory and other ungodly things that are being taught in schools, as Pat Holliday talked about for many years, trying to tell people, oh, yeah, you can choose your own sex and all that nonsense. Can the pot say to the pot maker, hey, why have you made me like this? He knows what he's doing. And he knows how to fix this. And we bind all ungodly spirits of confusion, sexual confusion, and ungodly order in the home, where the woman wears the boots and the husband is Mr. Milquetoast. And Father, in some of that generation, we bind all those generational familiar spirits, all those ungodly spirits coming down, including those affecting the teachers and those affecting the students and those affecting the parents of the students in Jesus' name. We ask for your divine help and intervention, Father, in Jesus' name. You said if two of you on earth agree to anything you ask, it shall be done, my Father, which is in heaven. And Jesus says in John chapter 16, in that day, the day Jesus goes back to be with the Father, in that day you'll ask me nothing. John 16:22 and following. But whatever you ask the Father in my name, it's because of the blood of the covenant. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. Thank you, Father, for the fullness of joy. Even as Sarah Delira gave the praise report that she was feeling lonely, and she wanted you to put somebody across her path, and she picked up the phone, even though she didn't know who it was, and it was somebody she really wanted to talk to, hadn't talked to her for 6 years. We thank you, Father, you hear Sarah Delira's prayers, you hear our prayers, because Jesus is interceding, because that blood is sprinkling to speak on our behalf. Says, Father, take care of this sister. She needs a little encouragement. We all need encouragement. So encourage those people that are standing for the truth, including those from the American Scholars online educational program. Encourage them and make a way where the devil is trying to overthrow things. We ask you to turn things right side up even as you did. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. The apostles turned things right side up. The people said they're turning things upside down. That's turning the ungodly order upside down, which is right side up in God's perspective. So I ask you to turn things right side up in your perspective, Father, concerning the teaching for the children in every area. And if the schools will not go along, we ask you to give the parents kind of a set of wisdom and discernment to know what to do and raise up people if they're too busy to teach them homeschooling or whatever the proper other alternatives are, Father. And Jesus, I know there's other people that have got support networks, but even the grandparents that would feel lonely might want to help with homeschooling for their own grandchildren, Father God. We ask you to raise up the right people to teach the children, to get them out of the situations where they're being indoctrinated by the Luciferian doctrines. And we thank you for that, Father, raising up things, causing people to take care of their own family members the way you want it, even the neighbors and those that are of like-minded passions, to protect the children, Father God, in Jesus' name, from every plan of the enemy. And we thank you for hearing our prayers because of the blood of covenant. And request, Father, in Jesus' name, because Jesus says, in Matthew 26:53, don't you know I could ask my Father 12 legions of angels? And Jesus said, things I've done, you will do greater things than these, in John 14:12. So, Father, we ask you to send your obedient angels, even according to Psalm 103, Psalm 91, to support, for your divine support and protection on all the borders of the United States of America, Father God, in Jesus' name, not just the southern border, every border, including the airports, the ports, and every other area, Father God, and all the neighboring nations as well, including in Mexico and in Canada and all surrounding areas, Father God, and request for continual adjudications from the righteous judge concerning these matters in Jesus' name, requesting from the Father in Jesus' name to overturn the possibly improperly proclamation from the Biden regime about the Border Patrol and trying to overturn what the governor in Texas and other governors are trying to do to protect the people of this nation from the flood of these people that have perhaps thoughts that are not blessing to you. Yes, we like to open our arms wide to those that are hurting and need, but there's some people coming across the borders that have other agendas, Father God, that are not a blessing to the people that you already put here for your purposes, and the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And you tell us we're supposed to be in the place where you want us to be. Help each of us to be in the place you want us to be. And we ask you to overturn every ungodly speaker in the land, according to Psalm 140, including Maxine Waters, and Ann Pelosi, and all those, Father God. And remove them, Father God, those unless they repent in the time frame you give them to repent. Remove them very quickly, Father God. I ask you to hasten your word to perform. And others that agree with the sick perspectives from Maxine Waters, Father God. Well, it's not really her. It's the spirits that are in her, Father God, and the spirits that are controlling those in the Biden regime. We bind every one of those spirits, Father God, the spirits of ungodly control are bound, every spirit of death, hell, and destruction are bound, every spirit of pride and rebellion and idolatry are perpetually, continually bound in Jesus' name because of the blood of covenant in Jesus' name. Father, we ask for your, we request your continual judgments from the righteous judge. And Jesus has all power in heaven and earth. Everything's going to be judged by him. You said that in the Gospel of John, chapter 5, and other places. Father God, we ask for your continual judgment from the righteous judge on the politicizing of the healthcare and medical and medicine globally, Father God, all over your earth, and the insidious nature of these demons that are trying to make people in medical positions be forced to give care that they know isn't quite right, or some of them find out is actually very harmful to their patients. But they fear for their own jobs. They fear for their own ability to pay their mortgage or take care of their children or whatever. So, Father, we ask you to give those doctors and those health care workers and the nurses and the respiratory therapists and all those involved, Father God, a Holy Ghost backbone, Father God, to stand up against this insidious nature, even as you had over 4,000 medical professionals stand up with a petition against, in this country anyway, against these so-called vaccine mandates and nonsense behind it, Father God. We ask you, Father God, to overturn their plan to move forward with their plan to try to control our lives contrary to your perfect will. We think of the U.S. Constitution. You give us that opportunity. You give us God-given rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And the thing that makes us most happy is to do what pleases you, Lord. And we think that it's your life in us, Christ in us, the hope of glory, by the power of the Holy Spirit. It's not our life. Think of the privilege of living by you, Lord Jesus, drinking into one spirit with you, Lord. We give you praise and honor and glory. Thank you for sealing us with your Holy Spirit of promise when we believe. We thank you, Father God, for delivering us all. And all those that you're going to be called to be great overcomers, Father God. For we overcome the accuser of the brethren by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. We love not our lives unto death, our physical life. We're only here for a little while anyway. If we're here for 350 years, you know, it's just a little less than Enoch was here before you took him away. He didn't even have to physically die, Father, because he pleased you so much. So, Father God, no matter how long we're here, Father, in Jesus' name, we ask you to help us to be about your business, doing what the Lord Jesus wants us to do, hearing what he says. And I think there are some that do hear your audible voice. That's a wonderful thing. I've heard about some who have. But we know you speak to all of your children because you can't lie, Jesus. I think the awesome and wonderful privilege of hearing your spoken word and just picking up the Bible and being able to read it. We ask you to protect us, and no ungodly spirit may snatch away a single word of the true and living God from any one of our hearts and minds. No ungodly spirit may interfere with a single word of the true and living God from coming into all of our hearts and minds, all those who have interceded for, all those you've spoken to, put across our paths. And no ungodly spirit may interfere with a single word of the true and living God from being expressed forth from all of your saints, verbally and non-verbally, the way you want, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you for ordering all of our thoughts and our steps and divinely protecting us. We ask for your divine protection for all the believers in the Lord Jesus, including those in Afghanistan, Father God, whose very lives are in jeopardy. You told us to pray for those that are in harm's way, Father God. Pray for those that are being locked up. And Jesus came to set all the captives free. And we thank you for the glorious liberty of the children of God. And, Father, Jesus walked right through the midst of them, and he couldn't harm them. So, Father God, you're no respecter of persons as members of the body of Christ. We ask to give us all Holy Spirit, divine favor and grace, so we'll be able to walk, including the Afghan Christians, right through the midst of those that would try to harm them. They won't even be able to see them. They won't recognize who they are. We thank you for your divine protection, even as Brother Bill so graciously has reminded us, and Sister Marley reminds us from time to time, from the scripture in Job 28, beginning at verse 7. In Jesus' name, and in other scriptures, including especially Psalm 91, in Jesus' name, get there easily, Lord. Don't have this one in the memory. Lord, help me to hide your word in my heart that I will not sin against you. You said in Job 28:7 and following, there is a path which no fowl knoweth, no demonic spirit knoweth, which the vulture's eye have not seen, the lion's whelp have not trodden it, nor the fierce lion passed by it. And we thank you for that, Father. And we thank you for all the divine protection for all of your children in Jesus' name, even in Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? We pray this for all of us and all the saints globally, including those in Afghanistan. When the wicked, even mine enemies, my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Amen. Thank you for hastening your word to perform it, Lord. The host should encamp against me, and my heart shall not fear. The war should rise against me. In this will I be confident. Verse 4, Psalm 27, verse 4. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. What know you not? You're the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you. Thank you, Lord. From the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. And you said, in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them, the demons, an evident token of perdition, but to you, of salvation and that of God. Give us your Holy Ghost boldness, Father God, in Jesus' name. They that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. And we thank you for all the benefits of Psalm 91, and we claim each and every one for all of us in Jesus' name. Because he set his love of mine, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Thank you for giving us a long, satisfied life, Lord, in Jesus' name. And you said in Psalm 50, verse 15, and call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. So thank you for delivering us, Lord. We're calling upon you in the day of trouble. For many of those in harm's way, Father God, particularly near the blue cities, Father God, they call them blue cities because they were controlled by the demonic infested political regime, Father, in Jesus' name, we ask you to deliver those people that can be delivered, including the mayors of those cities, and inspire them to hear your voice afresh and grant them the gift, if they can receive it, Father, the gifts of repentance to acknowledge the truth that they're recovering themselves from the snare of the devil, particularly those cities, Father God, where some of the police officers don't want to take the vaccine, they might want to quit, and some of those cities where they have an opportunity to bring in other people to fill the police officers' positions that are not even from this nation, Father God, in Jesus' name. We ask for your divine protection from all the people. We bind every spirit of ungodly fear, but we ask you to grant us your wisdom and discernment, including those mayors of the towns and cities, Father God, where they might even consider such a thing, Father, and ask you to protect us all from every plan and wile and scheme of the enemy. And we thank you for giving your beating angels charge of us, warring, linking angels round about each of us continually and immediately, including round about all the borders, ports and airports and every access to the United States of America continually in Jesus' name. The enemy may try to come in like a flood, but the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard. Thank you for raising up the standard. Thank you for the power of your cross, that you already defeated the enemy on that cross, and we give you praise and honor and glory. And all the saints said in agreement, according to Matthew 18:19, amen and amen and amen. We give you praise, Heavenly Father, for not leaving us as orphans. Thank you for taking care of your children. We thank you, Jesus, for purchasing us with your own blood, not ordinary blood, the blood of the Creator of heaven and earth. And we thank you for that blood that speaks better things than that of Abel. Thank you for the fire around about and the glory in the midst. I thank you for glory for defense and the benefit of your promises that are in your word. In Jesus' name, and you said in Psalm 46, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help and comfort. Therefore, will not be fear, though the earth be removed and the mountains be carried into the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the storm, though the people of the earth they're trembling in their boots because they know what's coming. The people are not accepting their demonic control. Even other nations, yes, other nations, even Australia, where they're truly crunching down on us. Father, and other nations, God, now, God is in the midst of us. He shall not be moved. God is in heaven and earth, real God. God is in heaven and earth. God shall help her and back right through her. Right on time, God. Never late, 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 God. Never late,
not just your life.
not just for Australia, but for every nation, for the people, for the West, for the heart of your faith, God, that we want to do it from greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. All this in heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord. Thou art exalted as head above all.
You are so.
Thank you.